Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You've heard me talk about the psychological phenomenon known as normalcy bias. That is a tendency to think that the future will be much like it is today and in the recent past. Today I want to discuss how normalcy bias is starting to financially cripple a major part of America. By now, I am sure most of you have heard about the growing water shortage in California. First, under California law, half of all water supplies are allocated to fish. The residual quantity of water is so low that the governor has imposed severe restrictions on water usage, right down to proposing a $500 fine for people who take too long in the shower. Most California residents probably realize that the drought will not be managed for years. However, in planning for their own financial well-being, these same people are not acting as if their lifestyles will be any different in the next few years than they were in the past few. In normal times, less than 1% of homes are listed for sale in most areas. If Californians really understood how the continuing drought will impair their enjoyment of their current residence, the smart thing to do would be to immediately put up their homes for sale and move away. But that isn't what is happening. There is no surge in home sales. Does that mean that the average Californian is going to wait until the drought gets worse and businesses moving out of state force them to move? California's real estate market will suffer a huge downturn. As housing prices plummet, that will cut property tax collections by local governments. With home values falling below mortgage balances, look for soaring personal and then governmental bankruptcies. Unfortunately, the normalcy bias lulls people into inaction until it is too late or far more expensive to take action. It is one reason why the citizens of Lansing, the state's fifth most populous city, are not already up in arms over the city governments having the state's second largest unfunded liabilities, trailing only Detroit. And, from my perspective, it is why so few Americans today own physical gold and silver. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.